So now we are really getting a little bit, after we dove a little bit in the old specs and standards and, you know, like details of IMAP, we are now going to hear a lot about JMAP. Sorry? Yeah? Yeah, sorry. We'll be talking about JMAP, which is a new set of standards that has been engineered in the last couple of years by some very engaged people that also in parallel have been contributing a lot to IMAP and still do. And we are very happy that we have one of these persons here, our representative from Fastmail, which has been a company very instrumental and putting a lot of effort in this new set of standards. And yeah, Rick, your stage is yours. We are happy to learn Hi. About JMAP.
All right, applaud fast because I got a lot of slides and I got a little bit of time. So we're going to talk about JMAP. Funny story, I was pitched this talk where I was going to talk about JMAP. I'm like, what is it? How does it work? Why is it so great? How can you use it? How does Fastmail use it? All this stuff. I covered everything. It was a really good talk. It was like an hour long. And then I looked at my email that I was coming here, and it said you get 15 minutes. And it had to be in PDF. So this is just like the absolute minimum. .pdf of my slides. And if you want to hear the whole thing and see all the builds and all the animations and everything about IMAP and JMAP, that can be arranged very easily. Talk to me later. That's me. I work at Fastmail. I'm not going to talk about myself. We don't have a lot of time. Let's talk about IMAP. Sorry. Who is here for the IMAP? Before I wrote IMAP library earlier. Okay. Well, you missed a lot of horror stories, but I'm going to give you some now. This is IMAP, and I'm going to be real brief about it. What you're seeing here is the server in white, the client in yellow. We log in, we says, yeah, you logged in, and now we select an inbox. Okay, this is the IMAP protocol, very basic. But here's all the like beginning of the parts of the grammar you need to parse. And it's a bunch.